Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions and Assistant Pastor Bill Pringle is here with us. and so are you. Amen, amen. And God has a word for us today. He knew we needed it. Amen. It's raining outside, but the Holy Spirit's raining on the inside. And a special welcome to all of you who are new listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local assembly, and we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and the body of Christ. We encourage you and invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link and go down the left side of the page under the word visitors. Click that circular icon with the stick in it and sign in and greet everyone in the name of the Lord. You already see people in the chat room saying hi to each other and blessing one another in the name of the Lord. That's the love of God being expressed. And we believe in that very much in this ministry. Amen? Amen? Amen. Because the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over hindering spirits, spirits that have come to hinder the body of Christ from doing what they would do, spirits that have come to be a blockage to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to come up and out of the people. Come out of the people of God. Take a deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Cough those spirits out in the name of Jesus. Cough them out. You've had a hard time with the devil all week long. He's been beating up on you all night. You need to be coughing. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough those spirits out in Jesus' name. We send them bound in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Matthew 18:18, into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for your warring, linking angels surrounding your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Heavenly Father, we invite you. Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you and your holy angels to join with us. You said in your word, where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Amen. Amen. Quit coughing that out and swallowing that down. Cough that out in Jesus' name. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Cough those spirits out. They have no business being in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cough them out in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. We bind all oppression, all depression, all upset feeling. All I woulda, coulda, shoulda spirits bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit coming against the body of Christ, we bind you. This wave of witchcraft, we bind you in Jesus' name. All witchcraft, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every yoke, every chain. Every lock is unlocked in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Every spirit that's not of Jesus Christ, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We command you to come up and out of God's people right now in Jesus' mighty name. Spirits coming down the family line. Come up and out of God's people in Jesus' name. We break your gripping hold. We break your gripping hold. We break your gripping hold over God's people. We break your gripping hold. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. All those generational spirits in the mind. We command you to come up and out now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind, every part of the mind. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Old habits that are part of the demonic family line, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out. You have no right to be there in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Rike shende da braka baba basha da broke day Your generational fear is bound in Jesus' name. Generational fear, you come up and out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Generational fear, you come up and out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Generational fear, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord over all. He's Lord over all. He's Lord over all. Generational weakness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Weakness of faith, come up and out. You're bound in Jesus' name. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come up and out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Runga de la bra, le leste de la breca di Diosuta, Rocosite, Rise de la brocha de Rakaha Tarabrese de Risi, Rusa de la breca di Diosun de la brecha, Tarabroca, Lelea, Riki si de la brocha de la breca, Leleosun de la bra, da Dariosuta, Riki si, Risi de la brocha de la breca di Diosuta, Rile de Diosuto, Rigisce de la brisa de la broca di Dian, Riki si, Rodeleste de la breca di Diosuto, la bracata. Da roco nelle leastite la prete di Dio tutta, ride la broca nelle osun della prete de che de rucusa della breche a fa. Reche se della breche de take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit fill you and release your prayer languages now. In Jesus' name. Resele nelle osun rucuse de. Da resite la brucia nelle leastite la broca baba tisha della breche a fa. Amen. 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 Everybody ought to feel a little better now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you for coming to church today. We want to thank you for meeting the needs of the saints. We want to thank you for your miraculous power at work in Jesus' name. We bind every devil that ran off in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to bring those persons back. You know, the ones that ran in fear, we bind their fear devils in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And next time, Lord, we ask for the angels to hold them in the seat till they get what you want them to have. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Now, those of you who are new, we celebrate the Lord's Supper at the beginning of our service. So we encourage you to get your elements together because the Lord is going to move. Amen? Amen. Whenever we celebrate the Lord's Supper, he shows up. He's there celebrating with us. Amen?
Amen?
So, Father, we take the territory wherever we are, all over the globe, in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man and every agent and every devil and every wicked spirit in that territory in the name of Jesus, and we bind them to the strong man. And we command them to be bound, and to remain bound for all eternity in Jesus' name. The Bible says that what we bind down here, Lord, you bind in the heavenlies. So we thank you for binding every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Every devil that got his assignment last night, we bind him in the name of Jesus. Every devil that got his assignment this morning, we bind him in the name of Jesus. And we send all of those devils into the cage, caged, bound, and chained to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And they shall never attack anyone again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you, Lord, that you placed your armor upon your people.
Yes.
Why? Because you want us to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
You want us to walk in victory. You want us to walk in faith and victory because the Lord our God is with us. Amen?
Amen.
We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen?
Amen.
We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you do care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, and all of his underlings. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. Say, all spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind you in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness and the heavenlies in the bush and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attack onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. Amen. Every attack that you brought to a saint, we put it back on your head, devil, to cling to you for eternity in Jesus' name. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting demons, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan and their attacks, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean devils, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits, drone spirits, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils, and all their attacks. We bind their attacks in Jesus' name. Saints, in order to be in agreement with this prayer, pray in your prayer language. Amen. Pray in your prayer language. Amen. That's how you come in agreement with the prayer. You pray in your prayer language. If you don't have a prayer language, you say, in Jesus' name, throughout the prayer. Amen. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons, chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, African and Indian witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and its outworkings in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. If they've done this to you, say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devil attending, the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, the spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, bio-PK, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of pride in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. In Jesus' name, we bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his, Neptune, Python, Basilic, Moloch, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. Every form of demonic weapon, we return it to the sender in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. All the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, and whom we serve and obey. We love you, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all in authority, for kings, and for all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Lord, you will revive us. You will stretch forth the, okay, Lord. We bind that witch in Jesus' name, thine hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. We thank you. And with the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect ourselves from the works of every witch, warlock, sorcerer, diviner, pagan, charlatan, Satanist, shaman, in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, pledges, family agreements, garlands, and everything that any form of agreement with the demonic realm. Father, I remit the sins of those who are listening now and the sins of their ancestors in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We break the power of curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, pain, torment, destruction, all psychic warfare, psychic prayers, ungodly blessings, chanting, root works, crystals, and every form of demonic work that exists in Jesus' name. And we release the peace of God and the strength of the Lord to his people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Amen. Father, we pray for the body of Christ to repent of their wicked ways and to return to their first love, Jesus Christ. We pray against wickedness in high places, declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, binding wicked rulership and evil devices against the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the peace and safety of Jerusalem and the southern border of the United States of America. We pray for those who are fearful to seek deliverance from their fears. The just shall live by faith, not fear. Amen. Asking the Father to remind us daily of things that we ought to do, but it has escaped out of our thoughts in the name of Jesus. Reclaiming our thoughts and the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray for strength and endurance for the body of Christ against every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Donald J. Trump to complete his God-ordained mission on earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you now to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you gave us Holy Communion, and you said whenever we did it, that we would display and show forth your death till you come again. So, Father, we come to you confessing our weaknesses, our weakness of faith, our unbelief, our doubting, things that we allow to hinder us from walking in faith with you completely, even our own will, even our I don't feel like it, why should I do it, and I really don't want to do it anyway. We surrender these things to you right now, for they are sin. The Bible says that we are to obey you at every point. Jesus, our Savior, was tempted in all points like as us, but yet without sin. So, Lord, we ask for forgiveness from our sins, and we turn from them now. We ask you for strength and grace to walk in obedience to you, Lord. Help us to be obedient to you. Help us to hear from you, to receive from you, and to walk in the grace that you are pouring out upon us, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, saints, take a moment and do your personal repentance before the Lord. Amen. If you have been disobedient this week, you need to repent of being disobedient. If you have disobeyed, you need to repent of your disobedience. Amen. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And if you have your element, saints, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened, disciplined, corrected of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So much better to receive correction here than face the Lord not having done what we should have done. Amen. Amen, amen. So today, we're going to talk about a very serious subject. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Didn't just say be in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. So if you'll turn with me to Isaiah chapter 26, Isaiah chapter 26, beginning with verse 4. Those of you that are home, I would suggest to you that you would get out your notepad, a writing implement, and your King James Version of the Bible, and join us as the Lord speaks to us through his word. Amen? Amen, because he's going to talk, and we need to be ready to listen. Isaiah chapter 26, beginning with verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. You trust in the Lord forever. Not your neighbor, you. Trust ye in the Lord forever. When does forever end? That's right, it doesn't end. So your trust is to always be in the Lord. All of your trust, not part of it, all of it. Yes, there are people and institutions that come alongside to help execute some of what God wants done. But our trust is to be in him. You see, whoever is running the institution and whoever came by to help out, they're just dust and ashes. That's actually all they really are. Your trust must be in the Lord himself. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. That means his strength can't ever run out. Your ever-ready battery might, but he doesn't. He always has strength. At 2 in the morning in the hospital, in the ICU unit, he's still got strength. He can still give it to you. Amen? I've been there, I know. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. There's nothing that can stand against the king, right? Amen. Nothing can and no one can. Isaiah 51, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 7. Hearken unto me. That means pay attention with the intentions of obeying me. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. You know what it is to live right, to do right before the Lord, to walk before him. The people in whose heart is my law. He's talking to his people, to his righteous ones, with his word in them. Fear ye not the reproach of men. Do not fear what men, women, people, institutions have to say or do against you. Do not be afraid of them. There's no reason to be. They're but dust. I was here before they were, and I'll be here when they're gone. That's what he's saying. Neither be ye afraid of their reviling, all of the nastiness that comes pouring out of them. Don't be afraid of any of that, because it's all in the process of passing away. Amen? Amen. So when they go to acting ugly, you know what that is, just another demon showing off. And that's about how you ought to regard it. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So what power is that, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. What is the power that works in us? What is the power that works in us? John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 16. And I will pray the Father, Jesus said, and he shall give you another comforter. that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He's with you and he's in you. If you've received Jesus Christ, you've been baptized into the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit is with you and he is in you. You ought to know that. You ought to know it all the time. When you go to do something you have no business doing and you know that's what you're doing, don't forget who's in you. Don't forget it. When you were given advice and counsel from the Lord, even if he used a human to give it to you, and you stray from it, know who's inside. So when you go to watch something that you know you have no business watching, you know who's watching you watch. Mm-hmm. Amen. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You're sitting there on them video games. Now, we just had a testimony a week or so ago of a young man who was 9. And after the broadcast, he wanted to hear songs about Jesus, songs about the word. So his mom played some songs, some worship songs for him. The power of God came on him. He heard Jesus tell him to cut it with them video games. Just drop them. Drop them like they're hot. He got the point.
Amen.
He got the Holy Ghost in the shower. He hadn't been the same since. You see? Who says you have to wait till 12? Jesus didn't. I didn't. I was a little girl. I was about 3. My grandmother had told me all about Jesus and everything he did. So I went in her bedroom where she talks to him. I figured that was the place to talk to Jesus. My grandmama talks to him in there. I can go talk to him in there too. I went to the foot of her bed. And I talked to him myself. I figured if she could talk to him in here, I could talk to him in there. So I did. And that was the end of me being a sinner. Amen? You see, nobody can stop you from coming to Jesus. It's up to you. Nobody can stop you from obeying him. It's up to you. Nobody can stop you from receiving him or his power. It's up to you. The devil can't stop you. So tell me, does that answer the question for you? Because it should. You should know that Almighty God lives in your vessel. The mighty power that brought the world into existence and sustains it lives in you. But you must choose to believe it and act on it. You have to choose to believe it and act on it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, God says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. God's foolishness is wiser than man will ever be. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. So if God had a weakness, it would still be stronger than men, stronger than people, stronger than their bright ideas and their thoughts. Amen?
Amen?
Deuteronomy, all the way back to the beginning, Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 29. Yet they are thy people, Lord, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. He brought millions of people out of Egypt. Egypt was a world power at that time. And when he declared that his people were going to go, they left. And no one and nothing could stop them. Pharaoh's army charged after them and was drowned in the Red Sea. Can you imagine the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean, and it splits in two, and the walls of water stand up, and you can see the fish and the sharks and the whales in the water, but it's a wall now. And you're going through on dry land where it was wet a moment before. And there's this army that's a world army chasing after you. It's a time for feet, don't fail me now. It's a time for awe and amazement and what on earth is this? But you see, God has so much power that that was a small thing to him. And everybody's rushing, and you're rushing, and they're rushing, and you're trying to help everybody else to rush. And in the meantime, you're looking at this water, but it's a wall. And these fish are looking at you, and their lips are moving, going, hi. And you go, uh-huh, that's a shark. Uh-huh. Okay, I got it. Let's keep going. Amen. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. And you're not getting any spray either. You know, you drive down the street behind in a water storm, and you're getting all this spray on your car. They didn't get any spray. They were dry. They didn't need your hair dryer to blow them off. They were dry. Amen. Raise your hand if you're sure. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. See, I told you there's an army. We have an army here of saints of God. And he has a huge army in heaven. Why are you worried about anybody or anything? And among the inhabitants of the earth. See there? That's the army we're in. And none can stay his hand. Nobody can stop God or say unto him, what are you doing? Nobody can do that. Nobody. So what are you worried about? Why are you so concerned about? Well, they might and they could. And they have, and they did, and your point is. Mm-hmm. Granted, we are as dust without him. Psalm 103, verse 14. Psalm 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You know that stuff you like to clean up in the house with the little Swiffer thing? We're dust. Not dirt, not sand, not gravel, dust. Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 18, verse 27. Genesis chapter 18, verse 27. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. He knew what he was. He knew that he was but dust and ashes. And with less than a breath, he could be gone away. That's what we really are. Without the breath of God in us, that's all that we are. And we need to keep that in mind when we decide that we want to rebel. Amen? Mm-hmm. But with him, we are able to get the better of the trial. With him, we are able to overpower the enemy. With him, we are able to prevail over the obstacles. With him, we are able to be victorious. How? By the power of our all-powerful God living in us and with us. That's how. That's how we overcome. The Holy Spirit has great power, And you should finally choose to allow his power to flow through you. Yes, that's what he would like to do, but you have to allow him to. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 4. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. You live in me, I'll live in you, he's saying. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. You can't bring forth any grapes on your vine unless you're connected to him. There's no flow of life going through you. Amen? There's no juice coming through your cord unless you're connected to him. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Now, you know how you have this electrical socket. You have a socket and you have a plug into the device. If you don't plug into him, there's no power flowing to you. So if you seemingly have no power, maybe you need to find out what you're plugged into or if you're plugged in at all. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what we normally do. When we turn on the device and nothing comes on, we go to finding the end of the plug to see if it's plugged in, right? We need to see if the switch is on. If you're having a problem with power, you need to go check on your switch. You need to see if you're still plugged in. You need to see if, for some reason, something's not hanging halfway out of the plug. Amen? Partially in, but not all the way in. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He says you have a big, bountiful fruit harvest if you stay plugged into him. For without me, ye can do nothing. Underline that. For without me, ye can do nothing. I don't think we believe that yet, but we should. We've proved it to ourselves enough times, haven't we? Amen. Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He needs an answer from every person today. He says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. He's over all flesh everywhere, every kind of flesh there is. Is there anything too hard for me, he said. In your Bible, write your answer right there. Psalm 62, verse 11. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Power belongs to God. It's his personal possession, all of it. The power that the witches and the warlocks try to use, it's all his power. They're illegal. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. With men it cannot be done. But with God all things are possible. All things. Whatever it is you need done, he can do it. Whatever. It doesn't matter how tough it looks. What does that mean to God? That's you giving more credit to the flesh life, the natural life, the carnal life, than you ought to. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things, not a few things, all things. the things you don't know and haven't thought to ask, he knows that too. Amen? All right. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Ye are of God, little children. Okay? You don't belong to the devil anymore. You're of God. And have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what does he say puts you over in this verse? He's telling you that the greatest one is the one that lives in you, and that he's overcome and is greater than he that's in the world. So how could you be overcome by the world when he that is greater is actually with you and in you? How could you succumb to him that's in the world when he that is in you, inside you, and with you is greater and has already overcome? So you're supposed to be overcoming too. It's automatic. That's the way it works. The only time you don't is when you move into sin. Mm-hmm. That's right. The only time you don't overcome is when you refuse to or neglect to or you're just flat out in sin. Amen? Okay? So, if you're being attacked, and you're not getting through, perhaps you need some agreement. Perhaps you need to call in on Wednesday night or Friday night and ask for prayer. You need agreement. You need the body of Christ to come alongside you. Or perhaps you have doubt and fear somewhere, and it's hindering you. Or perhaps you have unbelief somewhere. Or perhaps you sinned. And you forgot about it, but you need to repent. You see, somewhere there's a chink in your line, and you need to find out where it is and what's going on. You know, if you ask the Lord, he'll tell you. He'll point it out to you. He'll see to it that you find out. Why? Because he wants you to come to him and do something about it. You're supposed to win. You're supposed to overcome. It's automatic the way he set the covenant up. See, the way God set the covenant up, it's automatic for you. If you're not, it's because it's something you're not doing right, or you're out of sequence. It's something on your end that needs an adjustment. And so you go to the Lord and you seek him for, okay, Lord, what is it? What I need? What is it? I'm ready to fix it. I got my Bible. I got my notepad. I got my ink pen. I'm ready now. I'm on a fast. I'm listening. Amen? Amen. Amen. It is foolish to magnify your problem or situation to the point that you cannot perceive the magnitude of our Lord's mighty power at work on your behalf. The problem is just so big that it's clouding out everything else. You need to shrink that problem because it's not that big. There is no temptation that has come to you that is not common to man. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape so that you'll be able to bear up under it. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. The same old things that are happening to you have happened to other people. And there are people who failed and there are people who overcame. It's just your turn to decide what you're going to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. This is a crime against the Lord, your God, worthy of punishment. So repent. Repent of weakness. Repent of unbelief. Repent of doubt. Repent of fear. Repent of rebellion and just outright too stubborn. Repent of neglect. We can't keep these things. Amen? Amen. That's right. They got to go. Because, see, it's time for you to walk in the power of God. Amen? It's time. Amen. If you fill your heart and mind with trouble instead of the word of God, what should you expect? If every time you walk through the room and the television is on and they're talking about that five-letter thing with a dash in it, and you don't ever hit the mute button, and you sit there and pay attention to that, you let somebody come to you and talk that yakka-da-da-da-da to you, what were you expecting? You got a choice. You can have Psalm 91 or you can have the yakka-da-yakka-da-yak. Somebody walked past my four no trespassing signs the other day. I have pretty no trespassing signs. And somebody was bold enough to walk across that bloodline and walk past all four of them and ring my doorbell and ask me if I wanted some kind of immunization. So from the hallway, I didn't even go to the door. From the hallway, I said, did you notice those four no trespassing signs in my yard? One of them is right by your hand. And that person got the point. And they went on down the road. Amen? I didn't even bother to discuss the subject. They came to offer me some immunization. What do I have need for that for? I have no need of that. I don't allow traveling salesmen sent by the devil. I just don't allow for that. You're selling something I don't need and I don't want. So there. I was in the store, and this woman came running. You know, I was standing in line waiting, you know, to get checked out. And she came running from one end of the store, and this is a big store. You've been there before. Going down there, oh, we have some more left. We have some more left. And everybody ignored her. Everybody. We got some more to give out. And I almost said, I said, no, sir, be quiet. Be quiet. Don't say, well, we don't want them. But I didn't say that. I was quiet and peaceful. Remember, you're a pastor. And I just chuckled with the Lord. And we had a good laugh, but nobody paid that woman any mind. She was up there flailing her arms, and everybody was just ignoring her like, I'm in line, lady. I'm not moving. It was kind of funny. You see, there are still some of us who tithe and still don't believe that he opens the windows of heaven and is pouring out his blessings upon us according to his riches and glory. Amen? Now, if you're going to tithe, folks, like you're supposed to, aren't you supposed to believe, too? I was pretty sure of that. I mean, seriously, how long will you remain an unbeliever in his kingdom? You're in the kingdom of believers, but you're going to stand there and not believe. That doesn't work. Some of us still don't get it, that he is rebuking the devourer for our sake. That's what he promised to do. He cannot lie. It's not in him. There's no lie in him. The lie is in the other one. So he cannot tell you that he's going to rebuke the devourer and not do it when you do your part. The minute you do your part, he does his part, and it just keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. It doesn't stop unless you stop. Amen? Amen. So, in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Okay, well, if you're righteous, you're walking in the word, you're under the blood, since God is for you, why are you concerned about him anyway? Why concern yourself with the them of life? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who's up in your face? It is God that justifies. When he declares that you're righteous, there's nothing anybody else can do. When he declares that you are his, that his blessings are yours, his power is yours, his favor is yours, who's going to stand against that? But you see, you have to believe it, and you have to act on it. The switch inside you that says, I'm going to believe this, Lord, that's the one that's got to be on. And you've got to act as though these words are actually in effect in your life. They're not just words on a page. They're in effect. They're moving and going in your life. Nobody can stop that but you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received. Say, I have received. Okay, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Okay, well, if you've received the spirit of God, that means God lives in you and he's with you. And so who is it that's overcoming you? Why? Why did God allow his spirit to live in us? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Freely given. Freely given. Freely given to us. Freely given, he said. God gives his power to those who actually believe him, not those who doubt him. The Lord our God has complete, total and absolute control over everything and everyone. It was his wise choice to allow mankind to exercise human will. You see, he doesn't want a bunch of robots like the world does. The world wants a robot to drive the cars and the trucks and the this and the that. He did not want a world full of robots. He wanted those that had the ability to choose him or not to choose him to come to him. Those that made up their own mind using their own will. You see, the angels have a will too. Two-thirds of them made up their mind that they weren't leaving heaven. One-third went with the opposition, and that was the end of that. You see, they have a will. You have a will. You've got to use your will. You can't sit there and be passive. You have to actively use your will, just like when you exercise, you actually use your muscles. You stretch them out. You stretch them out. You pull them this way and that way. That's what you have to do with your faith. You have to actually use it. It can't sit on a shelf in your dining room going, oh, there's my faith. I dust it off once a week. And isn't it beautiful? It doesn't work like that. You know that exercise bike in your house that's got the clothes on it that you never use? That's what we're talking about right there. There it is. You know the one that's over in the corner, and you've thrown so many clothes on it now that you can't even see it anymore. You know what I mean. You got hangers on it. You got clothes you never folded up on it. You got blankets from when it was colder on it. I mean, you can't see anything but a big clock. That's the one I'm talking about. You got to move all that stuff. Amen. You got to pull it out, and you actually have to get on it. You can't stand there and admire. Oh, isn't this wonderful? I have one. Well, so what? You have to pull that thing out, and you have to put your posterior in the right seat. You have to engage your legs and your arms, and you can't sit there and pose. That's not the point. You actually have to activate the machine and your body. Well, faith works that way. You can't just leave it there and say, well, I have faith. And God is going, what did you do with it? Amen? I think you understand. You see, God, likewise, we have the ability to make foolish and harmful choices and pay for it for the rest of our lives. God gave us the ability to make wise choices and walk in them when we will, when we choose to, when we seek his face and his counsel. We have that ability. At every given moment, we can make the right choice. If we decide to, if we go to him, if we seek his counsel and seek his face, if we ask him, if we can't tell the difference, if we seek him, he'll tell us. But we can also make foolish and harmful choices. And some of us have done that and wish that we had not. It's your choice. You decide. Isaiah 43, verse 13. Isaiah 43, verse 13. Yes, before the day was, I am he. Before there ever was day, God was here. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it, or who can stop it? When God goes to work, who can stop him? Tell me, who's going up to heaven telling him, well, you know, I don't really like what you're doing. Could you quit that? I don't see anybody getting away with that. Amen? I just don't see that. Mm-hmm. From eternity to eternity, he alone is God. No one can oppose what he does. No one. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 20. Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 20. For our conversation or lifestyle is in heaven. That's where we really have our true residence. It's in heaven. We're just journeying through down here on the earth. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So he's going to take this hunk of dust and ashes that we have, and he's going to transform it into a body like his that walks through walls, just like he did, that can go to heaven and come back to earth. Look in the mirror and say, there's hope for you. Amen. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? How is that going to take place, you say? Well, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He can conquer everything. Everything has to bow to him. Doesn't matter what it is, who it is, where it came from. Everything. You said, but it's aliens. Aliens bow to him. If it's alien, it bows to him. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. That includes Satan. Every knee, every tongue. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The thing is, you either bow now or you bow later. You do it voluntarily or you're made to bow. Job chapter 12, verse 7. Job chapter 12, verse 7. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee. And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days is understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Boy, don't we need a lot of that. So now we know where to find it, with him. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. He's good at that. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also, he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoil, and maketh the judges fools. He looseneth the bond of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoil, government rulers, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunk man. Amen? So, you say, really? Yeah, God is that great. Matthew 28, verse 16. And the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power. All power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. So do you believe this? Do you believe this? God can do what you are not able to accomplish. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, he says, he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by your might, not by power, not by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He can accomplish anything, absolutely anything. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. By man's own strength he cannot prevail. He cannot prevail. Remember how Jesus addressed the Sanhedrin when they brought him before Pontius Pilate. He said, if it weren't given unto you, you could do nothing against me. The greater sin comes with the one that turned me over to you. We ought to know that that's our position, saint. That there's nothing the devil can get away with us. Not a thing. So if your father has brought you to the test, by all means, pass the exam. By all means, do pass the exam. Psalm 60, verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Cry out to the Lord. Ask him to help you in your time and season of trouble. But he's doing something in you. He's making a change in you. You see, trouble comes to make you grow up and to make you actually decide if you're going to obey the word or not. Trouble here? Okay, God's working with you. Let's get on with it. Let's obey the word. Amen? Psalm 33, verse 16. Psalm 33, beginning with verse 16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host or of an army or of a military. No king is saved by that. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And a horse is a vain thing for safety. Horse, okay. A tank. You've seen army tanks go down the road. That's a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, that reverence him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Remember, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Well, the enemy's shooting arrows at me. Well, you have some place to run to. Make sure you do it. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. His mercy to come upon us, according as we put our hope in him. So if you hardly put any hope in him, don't expect a whole lot of mercy. You put all of your hope in him, then you have floods of mercy. Amen? Amen. How much are you depending on the Lord? In part or completely? You answer. He's waiting for your answer. Amen? Do what you must, but your achievement and success depends on the Lord God himself. Many of us experience much weakness in the face of adversity. Why? So that we will learn by experience not to depend on ourselves, but rather to depend on him and his ability. That's something you learn. There's learning curves in that. You learn it. It doesn't just drop it down out of the sky. No, you have to learn that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. So that's just what he means. His power, his love towards you is enough to hold you up, keep you going, and make a way for you every single time. In fact, it's more than enough. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. When you're weak, I'm strong in you. Why? You're not depending on you anymore. You're starting to depend on me. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in my weaknesses. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'll learn not to think I'm such a suchy much, that I can do this, I can do that, I can do, and I got it. No. Reevaluate. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches and insults, in necessities, things I need. I take pleasure in this, in persecution. Now, you know we have a ways to grow for us to really take pleasure in persecutions, because you know that we don't. but we're supposed to, and distresses for Christ's sake. Remember I told you before that you have to have, you know, every time the enemy stabs you, it's a place for the light of God that's in you to show forth. He comes to attack, okay, there's another opening for the love of God to flow out. Because that's what's in you, right? Not that other stuff you used to have, right? Uh-huh, okay, I got that. For when I am weak, then am I strong. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Why? I'm not depending on weak little dust and ashes. I'm depending on Almighty God completely. And that's how you ought to go into warfare. I do not worry about if I can remember to say the right thing. I just yield myself to him who created me, and I allow him to use me. And everyone ought to do the same thing. Get over yourself. That's important. Amen. We all have places where we still need to get over ourselves. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You're afraid you're going to fall into sin. Call out to your Father. He's well able to keep you. This temptation is too much for me. Well, call out to your God. He's well able to keep you. Lord, if they tell me I can have the job just where I want, just the right hours, even though you told me not to take it, I might tell them yes. Well, call out to your God. Lord, help me to obey you no matter what. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. I just can't hold on one more minute. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might. It didn't say some might or a little might. No might. He increases strength. So now, what excuse do you have left? I can't hold on. Well, he says you can. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 8. Paul gives his testimony. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia. Paul had trouble? Yes. And so do we. We each have some kind of trouble somewhere. Their trouble came to them in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. I mean, the pressure was on, the heat was on, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. We thought we were going to die. We were looking dead in our death right in the face. We could see our lives flash before us. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not, what? Trust in ourselves. Oh, I can do this. I got this. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. Okay, if they kill us, he can resurrect us. How about it? Let's keep going. Amen? They look death right in the face and say, well, even if they kill us, he can resurrect us. Let's keep on going. Let's stay in faith. Would you do that? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. Now, when you get a moment, Read all of Hebrews 11. It'll tell you about people that overcame, just like you need to overcome. Amen? And it begins in verse 34, quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Somebody needs to underline that. Out of weakness were made strong. That means you can be transformed from a weak little limp person into a strong, valiant person in the Lord. You don't have to stay weak your whole journey through the earth. You can change. You can be transformed. You can be brand new. Wax valiant in fight. Well, if you don't ever have any fights, how are you ever going to get to the point where you're valiant in fight? You got to have some fights for that. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. So you're going to jump on some armies before it's over with. And now you want to whine about one little devil that came and popped you upside your head, when you should have thumped him off and been done with him. Amen? Amen. Psalm 94, verse 17. The Lord, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. But you see, you had to cry out to him and tell him, Lord, my foot is slipping. I need help. You can't sit there with your mouth shut. You got to say something to the Lord. When he opened his mouth and he said, when I said, that's what that means, my foot slippeth. He told the truth. Thy mercy, O Lord, is what held me up. Amen. Amen. The Lord is with you when you stand alone and need much help. When you're standing there alone, so you think, because you don't see the armies of the angelic host standing right there with you, because you don't see them with your natural eyes, you're assuming that you're standing there by yourself, but you're not, because he said he's given his angels charge over you. He's in you. He's with you. Whenever he shows up, his army comes with him. You know his entourage follows him, so why are you acting like they're not there? Yeah, I know. Psalm 72, verse 12. He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Him that doesn't have any help anywhere, he delivers them and helps them. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, turn their back and walk away, or just are not on the earth anymore, then the Lord will take me up. He'll step into their shoes, and he takes over. I'm without aunts and uncles now, so the Lord has stepped in those places. I am not alone. That's the truth. That's the way it is. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. Paul says, at my first answer, when I had to go to court the first time, no man stood with me. Nobody. But all men forsook me. They all had something else to do. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me. See, if nobody else will stand with you, the Lord will. And strengthened me. He didn't just stand there twiddling his thumbs. He strengthened me, that by me the preaching might fully be known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. They didn't get to do what they thought they would do against me. Amen? That's your God. The Lord says in Isaiah 35, verse 4, to those that are fearful of heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Somebody needs to highlight that in their Bible. He will come and save you. Will you look to him to do that? Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You get that strength from the Lord. How do I do that, you say? I would do it. I would do it, Pastor, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, here's some answers. Number one, you must choose to receive his power. You must choose. It's a decision and a choice that you make by your own will and volition. You must choose to receive his power. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. CNN has nothing on him. To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You see, when your heart is right with the Lord, he can't wait to show himself strong on your behalf. Get your heart right, church. Get your heart right. Get your heart right. Get your heart right. Isaiah 27, verse 5. Isaiah 27, verse 5. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He says you have to take hold of his strength. Well, Pastor, I don't know how to do that. Well, okay, let's try this. Lord, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take hold of your strength. That's how you started. How did you get in this kingdom? You believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth. That's how you operate in this kingdom. You believe in your heart and you profess out of your mouth. The word of God is a two-edged sword. What did Jesus do when Satan was up in his face? He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. And it was over. So now what's the problem? You got from Genesis to the end of Revelation of it is written. And it doesn't matter when you're standing there and can't think of a scripture, which it is written you pick. Just pick it and get on with it. I've been in a case where all of a sudden I had this brain freeze and I couldn't think of one scripture. And it didn't matter which one I picked. So the scripture I thought didn't apply to the situation, but I pulled it out anyway. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Bam, and the devil started moving, and then the scripture started rolling. Come on, you can use Jesus well. Two words, that's enough. They're his words. His words bring his spirit and his power to the forefront. That's why we give you scripture. That's why we give you the King James Version, pure word, purified 7 times. His words bring his power on the scene immediately. That's why we teach you to say, in the name of Jesus. It's not a cute phrase. In his name, his power comes. Not yours, his. Jesus Christ. No, Christ is not his last name. He's the anointed one. That's what you're saying. Jesus, the anointed one. Not the phony one them other churches made up. You know, the seeker-friendly churches. Not the new one they came up with. No, not him. The real one that hung on Calvary, that rose from the dead, that took the keys of death and hell from the devil. The real one. That seated at the right hand of the Father, that stood up when Stephen gave his life, when he was martyred, that stood up to receive him, the real one. The one that judges the quick and the dead, the real one. That one. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 beginning in verse 5. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, the book of the law, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. There it is. It is written. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, pay attention, to do, action, according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. No excuses left. Not one. No, not one. Romans 10, 9 and 10. We just talked about this. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Where's your believer? It's in your heart. And with the mouth, that means you got to open it and you got to say something. Confession is made unto salvation. You in a tight place, call on his holy name. You believe in your heart, let it come out of your mouth. You can't stand there with your lips closed and get a victory. You actually have to open your mouth sometime. Amen? Amen. Daniel 11, verse 32. Daniel 11, verse 32. But the people that do know their God shall be strong. You got to spend time getting to know him. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They run through a troop and over a wall. Why? Because they know their God. And they know he's right there with them, moving it through. They're not standing there like that. They're moving on. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You look in power? You got the Holy Ghost? Then you've got power. He didn't leave you powerless. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Okay, so it's a lot of riches in his glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. There it is in black and white. The strength comes with might by his spirit. Where? To your inner man. First John chapter 2, verse 14. First John chapter 2, verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. Is the word abiding in you? And ye have overcome the wicked one. You've gotten out of his grasp. You've moved into the kingdom of God. No need to look back or go back. Praise the Lord for supplying you with his strength. My, his power will come on me if I praise him for giving me his strength. Psalm 28, verse 7. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. He is the saving strength of his anointed. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Now, saints, our lack of strength is most often due to the sin in our life. Psalm 31, verse 10. Psalm 31, verse 10. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity. And my bones are consumed. That's why. There it is. Judges chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. Judges chapter 2. Beginning with verse 13. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Now, let me tell you, you can't go out to battle and you wrong with the Lord. That doesn't work. It doesn't work like that in this kingdom. You'll get slaughtered. You cannot go out to battle and you're not right with the Lord. That won't work. Don't ever try that. Don't ever try that. Stay in your prayer closet as long as you got to stay there, but get right with the Lord. Give up the idea of doing life in your own strength, your own power, and your own plan. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Isn't that bringing a curse on yourself? And maketh flesh his arms. And whose heart departeth from the Lord. Well, you're going to get this surgery done. You haven't discussed it with Jesus Christ. You haven't asked counsel in him. You just made up your mind. You're just what you're going to do. So you're trusting in the doctor and the anesthesiologist and the drugs and all of this to carry you through. You bring a curse on yourself now, don't you? Well, I think you know what to do about that. Isaiah 31, 3. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. The world is made of men and not God. And their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that is helped shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down. They all shall fail together. The one that helps falls down, and the one that's receiving help falls down. And they all fall down together. None of them are going to make it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You see, it says their horses are puny flesh, not mighty spirits. Wherefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. It's dangerous to think you got that. It's better to be approved of God instead of approving yourself. There's some people went out in the ministry approving themselves, and God hadn't approved them to this day. But I'm going to leave that alone. Remember, saints, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Didn't say anything about on my own. No, didn't say a thing about that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Psalm 71, verse 16. Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. You see, David, when he was going to slay Goliath, told Goliath flatly, you come to me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, the Lord of hosts. I come in his name. You come to me with natural things, but I'm coming to you with his power. I think that's what we're supposed to do. You see, the problem, saints, is that we allow our circumstances to deflect our attention away from the power of our God. There's nothing the devil can do when we're in agreement with our God and we're walking in his might and in his power. Our victory, our miracles are going to come to us because we are in agreement with our God. We know who he is. We believe his word. We're speaking it out of our mouths. We're praising him. We're not trusting ourselves. We're trusting in him, and we're going forth doing what he tells us and shows us to do. Our victories come step by step, one miracle at a time. Step by step, one miracle at a time. Amen? And each step itself will be a miracle. Amen? Amen. Good. Stand for the benediction. Amen. Amen, amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Those of you who need to recast this, recast it. Those of you who need to invite your friends over to listen when you recast, invite your friends to come over when you recast. Pastor loves you. Do what the word says. See you on Wednesday. Keep praying. And thank you for praying for my family. Amen. I can hear you. I can hear your thing.